All right, standing between you and a morning break, we have Judge Morris now coming up, appointed to the bench in 2018, has a long CV you can read, resides in the Northern District of Texas Fort Worth Division. Judge Morris is going to talk to us about showing us the evidence.
All right, good morning, everybody. Thank you for having me out here. We're getting set up real quick. I did try to go with the blue theme, by the way, ocean. You guys said Hawaiian experience. Well, you know, I had to draw the line somewhere. All right, so let me just start by, you know, I was talking to my law clerks and externs, and they were kind of, they, you know, in preparation for coming out here, and they said, geez, Judge, the title of the presentation is kind of harsh. And I'm like, well, it's just a play on Jerry Maguire. And they said, who's Jerry Maguire? And it occurred to me, oh my gosh, that I realized that Jerry Maguire came out, get this, came out before my law clerks and externs were born. So as a predicate, please, hopefully this audience, who here has actually seen the movie Jerry Maguire? Okay, thank goodness, because then people will understand. There's really, it's obviously Jerry Maguire was a 1990s rom-com type of deal, and there are two different lines that I kind of borrowed from there. Obviously, one is the kind of key line was "Show me the money," and it was the, you know, the agents talking to the NFL player, and the NFL's player is saying, "Look, I'll stay with you, Jerry, but you got to show me the money." So that was one thing. And there's another scene where Jerry Maguire is, you know, in the restroom pleading with his client, and he's saying, "Help me, help you. Help me, help you." So that is our plea as judges. We're going to just do a quick evidentiary refresher, and this is all about help us help you with evidence. So what are we going to talk about? And I guess before we even get started, let me start with a few simple starting premises. First, surprisingly, we are not mind readers most of the time, or shouldn't have to be. So part of your job is to help be persuasive advocates by telling us what the evidence is and presenting the evidence. Second, while this should seem like an obvious proposition, statements of counsel are not evidence. I know that's a shocker, but just want to make sure that everybody knows that. Third, exhibits attached to a motion, this has actually surprised me quite a bit. Exhibits attached to a motion are not part of the evidentiary record. If you want those evidence introduced into evidence, you need to, at your hearing, actually ask for those exhibits. A, you need to designate them, and we're going to talk a little bit about that. But you need to actually ask for them to be admitted to be considered part and parcel of the record. So with all of that in mind, the forms of evidence we're going to touch base on briefly, and I've got a very short window, so I'm going to try to go fast, are pleading admissions, written discovery admissions, testimony, and finally documents and other tangibles. So let's start with pleadings. In the case of pleadings, we have the possibility of both explicit admissions and implicit admissions through either omission or, quite frankly and respectfully, sloppy responsive pleading. So with respect to affirmative allegations, so what we're talking about is kind of the obvious. When there's a response that's required, and so let's think about adversaries, because that's where you see it the most. You have a well-pled factual allegation, there's a required response. If the response is an admission, there you go. That is a form of evidence that you can use in connection with your trial. Because if there's an admission to a factual statement as part of the pleadings, that works for you. On the flip side, if you're representing a respondent, factual allegations that are made as part of the affirmative pleading can also constitute admissions by the plaintiff or moving party that the respondent can use. So again, just know that pleadings are a source of potential evidence. So let's talk about responsive statements here for a second. And I'm kind of going on a sidetrack because It's really important to me that people know how to plead.